Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Siti Pogli, Gashara, Zachaki, Muhammad, Atasar, Alhamdulillah, Ali. It is filled with the recognition and the great love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله إثنى عشر شهرا إثنى عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم صدق الله العظيم.
We first just translate briefly those very beautiful poems of our Shaykh, and so that you can understand this is not for entertainment, but what a great lesson is given to us in these poems. The topic of the poem is Meri Mauje Gham Be Sahara Nahi. The waves of my love of Allah are not with somebody who guides them, not just a wild, uncontrollable love. Love of Allah, but that is also control.
Siwa Deve koi sahara nahi hai.
Besides you, O Allah, I've got no other support.
Siwa Deve koi sahara nahi hai.
Besides you, O Allah, nobody is ours. You're the only one who is ours.
Samandar ka sahib, paharo ka daman.
And when the person sees the qudrat of Allah, thereby he recognizes Allah Ta'ala.
This Hazrat explains, it is at the shore of the seas and in the lap of the mountain. There are very few places like this in the world. Hazrat wrote this in Reunion, where there is a place where the sea comes to the end, a little bit beach, and immediately a mountain starts.
So this is a great qudrat of Allah, otherwise mountains are a little bit further away.
So the shore of the sea and the lap of the mountain.
Looking at all this, our expression from the depths of our heart goes out, Ya Allah, how great is not your qudrat.
In one beautiful poem also it says,
seeing all the creation of Allah, we found our Allah.
Through the creation, we found Allah Ta'ala.
The waves of the sea never come to an end.
We just look at it like that, but Allah Ta'ala take a great lesson from there. Meri mauje gham ka kinara nahi.
And the waves of my love of Allah also has got no shore.
It just carries on my love of Allah. There is no end to my love of Allah Ta'ala.
Koi kashti-e gham ka hai na khuda bhi.
If there is a boat, and a boat of the love of Allah, that boat has got a pilot,
somebody who is controlling the boat.
Meri mauj gham be sahara nahi.
In the same way, the waves of my love of Allah are also not without a pilot.
My Shaykh is there to guide me,
that my love is directed in the right way.
Otherwise, every person has got love in him. The love will go to dunya, the love will go to some woman,
the love will go to wrong things, but you have a pilot who guides you,
he'll guide your love to Allah Ta'ala.
And in tasawwuf, there is no imala. Imala means to remove that quality.
There is no izala
to remove the quality.
There is imala to that quality, just direct it in the right way.
You got love, no problem. But now don't direct it in the wrong way. And you don't have to remove love.
Many people feel I got a lot of lust, I got a lot of love, I got too much vuma in me. And so I'm destroyed.
No, just direct it in the right way. That is all.
You got anger, you don't have to remove the anger.
Just now, to turn it towards that people mustn't disobey Allah.
Your anger you are using for your worldly things, you are getting cross.
Because somebody insulted you, somebody didn't respect you, you're getting cross.
No, so don't remove that anger, but direct it in the right way. All these things.
So that is all what the tasawwuf mashayikh do. They don't make izala to remove. That is impossible.
By nature you have got, and some people have got more love, some people have got more anger, some people have got different qualities.
All what it is, to direct it in the right way.
ये अख्तर उसी का है जो आपका है. Hazrat said that I am only that. There is a lesson for us. We must be with those people who are Allah's people. Those who obey the commands of Allah, be with them. Give yourself to them so that you can become more strong also. They become stronger, you become stronger. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. Those who are not yours, they are not ours also. Don't associate with those who are disobedient of Allah Ta'ala. It's going to have an effect on you also. Disobedience will come in you also. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and to bring this reality in our lives, inshallah. Also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, before every bayan, make muzakra of one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnahs can come back into our lives. And really, the distinguishing feather quality, the feather in the cap, the thing that will give us success is to follow sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah let us realize the importance. So just by one example I'll try to explain. It's not a long time ago that we used to buy rice. And with the rice, there were pieces of stone also. There were pieces, small pieces of grass, etc. also. And we knew, we're going to buy a kilo of rice, a bag of rice, stone's going to come with. A small twig's going to come with. We paid for the stones and twigs the price of rice. No, because it was worth it. And when we, after we bought it, we looked after it. It mustn't get stolen. It mustn't get buried in the sunshine, in the rain, etc., weather conditions. Some animals mustn't come and damage it, eat it, etc. We looked after it. We were looking after the stones also. We were looking after the twigs also. Why? Because it was together with the rice. After the house, ladies used to sit for hours cleaning the rice. And now they separated the stones, they separated the trees. They throw the stones outside now. Now the dogs urinate on it. People trample on it. Now nobody looks after it. Now just the stones alone separate, nobody will pay even a kori, even a dime for it. When it was with the rice, you are prepared to pay. Now you are not prepared. It's out of the question. Just like that. As long as we had sunnats in our lives, we were associated with the masjid, with Quran Sharif, with ulama-i kiram. Allah looked after us at the price of sunnahs. At the price of the masjid, there is a musalli, there is a person who comes to masjid. At the value of Quran, Allah looked after us. But nobody separated us. There, the rice, the house, there is worth the separate. We separated ourselves from sunnahs, from Quran Sharif, from namaz, from the masjid. Now we are like the stones that are lying outside. Now we got no value on our own. If we haven't got this nisbah, we got no value. Now the eaters of swine and the drinkers of wine, they are trampling upon us, stampeding upon us, killing our children, raping our women, this killing our ulama, pious, pious people, left, right and center, they killing them. What's not happening in the world? And there's nobody to even say, ah, what is happening? Just some cursory remark, what's happening here and there. But there's no feeling in the heart what is happening. The whole ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kajasari wahidi. It's like one body. If one part of the body it pains, it affects the whole body. You got a bad cut or something, you build up a fever, the whole body feels. That pain is not only there, you can't sleep at night. The pain has affected your sleep, everything of yours. Just psychologically, you just hear, my son has got some problem, heart problem, or something. It's you, your body is perfect, you got nothing. But just that news came, now you can't sleep at night. You are in trouble. Your daughter, she's got a problem in her marriage, you can't sleep. So like that, not only your daughter and your son, the whole ummah was supposed to be like that. But today it doesn't affect us. There is no ummat pana. The life of ruhaniyat is not in us. We got no feeling. Just some cursory remark, what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening. Just some cursory, some remark, but no real feeling. Who of us really make dua? Just casually we make dua, Allah, I look to Bhadukare, Allah, Arukare. But then from the heart, when it's your own son, you can't sleep, you are busy making dua. Your own daughter, you can't eat, you are making dua for her. But that is gone out. Because we have disassociated ourselves from deen, from sunnah, from masjid, from Quran Sharif. And the solution is easy. There is no need that we go and collect big amounts of money, that we have a lot of funds budget. We don't have to put up big offices and have computers and lot of manpower. We don't need an army to get things right. All we have to do, every individual, wallah, I say truly, just bring one sunnah in our life and you'll see the whole world will change. Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatuh, has given a very beautiful example of this. He says your whole body is like one country, a complete country. And in this country of yours, you got many provinces. The province of the brains, province of the eyes, province of the tongue, ears, hands, legs, heart, brains, all different provinces. And you are the prime minister, president of this country without election. You don't have to canvass, you don't have to get votes. And you're not for 5 years president, prime minister. Whole life you are the lifelong president. And in your parliament you got no opposition also. They can't hijack your plans that you are making or anything. You got you're the sole controller, proprietor of this body of yours. And everyone says bring Islam in the world. Everyone desires Islam has become alive. And all we do, talk shop, just talk. If every person just brings Islam in his hands, looks how Islam wants us to look. Bring Islam in our tongue. We don't swear, we don't backbite, we don't use vulgar language. We just bring Islam in our tongue, in our heart, in our hands, and everyone on his own does it. You don't need an army, you don't need a budget, you don't need computers, and Islam will be alive in the whole world. But the big problem here is that common sense and correct solutions are too simple for us. We are too big sophisticated people. We want big plans. We want workshops. We want projectors. We want big offices. We want computers. Then that makes sense to us. And all those things give you zero, negative results, minus results. Sunnah tariqah, simple tariqah will give you great positive results. All batil, falsehood which is in the world, out of Islam and in the name of Islam also. They only thrive on big propaganda, media, make a big show out of it, etc. So that is like a mosquito that makes a big noise. When it wants to attack you, it comes zoom, zoom, zoom. And before it can attack you, you got your doom ready. And you make doom, doom, doom. And the poor mosquito, zoom, zoom, also is gone. And everything is finished. It did nothing to you. But a khatmal, bad part, it comes slowly, steadily. No big noise. Bites you, and then also, it goes away quietly back to base. After that, now you start scratching. Now you're looking for it. And where is it? But it's gone back to base. The people of Bati work like mosquitoes. And the people of truth work like the great Pakwaya Chidibu. Like for example, how many maktabs are running? You'll find it anywhere on the internet, in the news media or anything. How many darul ulums are running? No big show about it, just they are carrying on. Tabligh Jamaat, big ijtimas. Nothing on the internet, nothing anywhere, but the work is carrying on. And the people of Bahrain, big all everywhere. This year, big pamphlets, newspaper advertisements. And if you can see on the ground, there are 5-10 people. The media, Shima, nothing in the media, nothing. You go and see there, 20,000 people, 50,000 people. So this is how we should work. So Allah bless us, and in this way, deen will become alive. The ayah that I've recited in the Quran, of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna iddat al-shuhur." Undoubtedly, the number of months which are in the year, 12 months, fi kitabillah. This is in the statutory book of Allah, the book of Allah. And not some government statutory book, not any law book in Allah's book. And since when is it? Yawma khalaq as-samawati wal-ard. Since Allah created the heavens and the earth, how many thousands of years? Allah said 12 months, finished 12 months. If it was in our hands and we were in control, which we think, many things which we are in control, we think we are computers. And sometimes sitting here in front of the people in the masjid, we say the Jews are in control. They fix the dollar price, they fix the petrol price. Which government they want to bring in the country, they bring it. If that is the case, then what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? That Allah alone is the true one. And if we believe, and many times in our discussions, in our offices, in our homes, outside the masjids we are talking, the Jews are doing everything. Everything is in their hands. If that was the case, what is the meaning of La ilaha? And if that is the case, that things are in the hands of people, computer people, program people, all big businesses, etc. They tell one person, when Allah takes out his ruh, to even just move his finger, to say yes or no, if he's in charge, he doesn't need the ruh which Allah has given, which is the command of Allah. Let's see what can he do on his own. It is only that Allah gave you his life. And even if you got life, and Allah puts you in a coma, and you are in the ICU, and you got drugs on you, you're not speaking, you're not recognizing, you can't do your own toilet, nothing. What is in the hands of Allah? Where are we getting blood that we are doing things? It is only by the command. And that yaqeen is getting weaker in us. We also feel, I can do it. Allahu Akbar. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was a great Nabi of Allah. And he loved jihad very greatly, to spread the word of Allah and make jihad. He had 100 wives, which was jais in Sharia. And Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are given all that strength, also physical strength. So in order to get 100 mujahids, and your own people who you can trust, your own children, the most you can trust, he made niyat to go one night to all of his 100 wives and sleep with them, and then he will get one child, 100 children, and his own children. So they will be the generals, the commanders in his jihad force. And who you can trust fully, your own people, and for the sake of being. Not even the children that I'll give each one shop, running one shop, one factory, one fillings. No, not that. For deen's sake you want that. So, but he didn't say inshallah. Allah sent a farishta to him that say inshallah. Still he forgot to say inshallah. Then what happened? 99 wives didn't conceive. It's in Allah's hands. It's not we. If it was in our hands, you would find every couple got pigeon pairs as they want. Everyone, how many got 5 daughters, not one son? They try and make another daughter. Then now they got home, they make God, they make some Amal, son will come again, daughter. Some only got sons, no daughters. How they crave to have a daughter. But they don't. And some nothing whatsoever. So it is in Allah, it's not in our hands. Whatever, it is in Allah's hands. So 99 wives did not conceive. One wife conceived. And she also gave birth to a child which was not formed fully. No hands, legs, just a little piece of meat. That is all what was born. So this is when he forgot to say inshallah. And how much we, whether it's some family program we have in, some marriage, nikah or marriage in the family, whether it's tabligh ijtima we are making mashura about, Darul Uloom Jalsa is happening, we're making mashura, who will cook, who will buy the meat, who will do this. Take cognizance, take note. You'll see mostly we don't say inshallah. We'll say, Dr. Saab is a medical field, he knows, so we end that department. Doctor, you can handle that. No problem, I will take care of that. Hafiz Saab, you are in charge of that. You know you got connections there. Everyone, you take notice, inshallah doesn't come on our time. And the reason it doesn't come, it's not in the heart. You have got that conviction, Allah is going to do. Our conviction is, I am the doer. I got money, I got connection, my business is all this catering things, so no problem. I will just tell the workers, they must send so many hundreds of this, so many cases of this, so many cases of that. No, inshallah. Then that is because it's not in the heart, it doesn't come on the tongue. What is in the heart comes on the tongue automatically. So that weakness, very great weakness of iman, which equals shirk, that I am the doer, that I will do, you got connection, you do, that is serving us. If that yaqeen was in our heart that Allah alone is the doer, automatically, word by word, inshallah will come on. MashaAllah. The Arabs don't train is a hadith. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the shan of a Muslim, the quality of a Muslim, that la ilaha illallah just comes out automatically from Islam. And Arabs still today, anything, they get surprised, la ilaha illallah. Good news, la ilaha illallah. Sad news, la ilaha illallah. You ask them, when will we reach there, which is like a common thing. Yeah, taxi drivers, they know, from Jeddah to Medina we reach. But now you ask them, idha sha'Allah. Inshallah. They won't tell you that if it is in Allah's hands. But we say from here to there, 2 hours. It's only 100 kilometers. This road got many stop and goes, it will take you half an hour extra. You'll reach it, it will take you 1.5 hours. But no, inshallah. And nothing can happen. Under Allah Ta'ala. So that yaqeen is not in our hearts. So we have to build this. The example of this is, like one paralyzed person tells another paralyzed person on the N3 Easter weekend, December, that I will take you across the freeway, you jump on my back. He's paralyzed himself. He's telling another paralyzed person, you jump on my back, I'll take you over the freeway. Where can he cross even a small little road? He's paralyzed. So we can't do anything ourselves, I'll do for you. You can't do for yourself, what are you going to do for somebody else? One blind person tells another blind person, come, I'll take you everywhere in the shopping malls and on the, over the freeways and everywhere. We can't do anything ourselves, what can we do for somebody else? So this is very important that inshallah, mashallah, and also many of us as such, we have a problem, that also first, we try home medicine, if it's a medical problem, it's not working, go to doctor. Doctor will see it's not working, he's a new test, go for refer you to specialist, etc. You try everything, MRI, you did this, you did that, you did everything. Perhaps you went to Canada for treatment, you went to Surat for treatment, nothing is happening. Then you say, let us try the armies. Armies also not helping, they also got only the funny stories, that's all. No reality in any of these armies. Then Maulana Dua. Then you say it's only in Allah's hands. Now you come there. After all the wrong avenues you travel, now it's only in Allah's hands. And that also like helpless, that not that really Allah can do everything, but you got nothing else to say. Now you say it's only, whereas a true mu'min from the start, it's only in Allah's hands. Oh Allah, you help us. Nobody else can help us. And see how Allah's help comes to those people. So this yaqeen has to be built in our hearts. So anyway, so this 12 months, Allah, nobody can change. And if people could help it, then today in South Africa, where it was the sterling, money, currency, 12 pence make a shilling, 20 shillings make a pound, it was very difficult to calculate. And 12 inches make 1 foot, 3 foot, 36 inches make 1 yard. It was very difficult to calculate. But then to our old people, they had such brains. Their brains were not corrupted with your videos and with cell phone and with all the other filth and dirt. They had such brains that they used to buy something 1 gross, 144, where it cost us two shillings and 7 pence. And what profit we will put, they should calculate immediately. Now, decimal system is very easy. By 10, you just move your decimal point and you get your answer. 10 into 100, 10 times. So easy. Everything is very, very easy. So if man could help it, man should change 12 months to 10 months. It will be more easy to calculate. Your age, everything. And instead of 7 days in a week, make it 10 weeks, 3 weeks in a month, 10 days.
It should have been much more easier, but fear kitabillah.
يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَى. Nobody can change that system. And it carries on, and nobody can change it.
So anyway, this is
a time of the year. Today most probably is the first of Muharram. First. This Mullah said the first, it's a new year.
So this system of Allah, of the days, counting of days and the years,
there is a great, great lesson for us today. Last year was the end of 1435. Today we are one day already into 1436. In fact, the second is started only already.
How many of us ever took notice?
We say we are Muslims. Then one friend, a student of ours, very nice student, Allah grant him goodness, poor boy, he's having quite a bit of a rough time.
Broken family,
mother, father, lot of problems.
So his father also is locked up. No understanding of deen.
He's in debts, interest-bearing debts, and wasting money stuff.
So he told his daddy, and he's got feeling, daddy, please come out of this interest debts and debt.
Daddy, please start namaz. Allah's barakat will come, rahmat will come. Daddy, go khanka programs. Say, what, you lecturing me? I'm a bad Muslim.
That is how we feel. No namaz in our life, but we are still good Muslims.
No deen in our lives.
Then the daddy is having a birthday party.
He got no money. He invited 100 people. And not simple birthday party.
We know what and what goes, how expensive. And he got no money.
Interest. Your interest bearing loan is going to do that. So we must realize also,
today as we are sitting here,
we don't think, we don't appreciate, we don't acknowledge. Our ulama of the past, many were made shaheed in order to give us the correct aqidahs. Otherwise, most of us, there was bid'ah, urs, and qawwali carrying on. Almost all of us, if you will see generations on top, almost the ulama, they had to become so unpopular in the public.
And they had to tell them, all this is wrong. The people chase them out of the towns. People kill them also. It is their barakat we got proper aqidah today.
But we don't appreciate, we don't acknowledge, we just take it for granted.
And today, aqidah is very important. And shaitan, his circles go round and round. And he comes out all day. We must be careful today also.
Shaitan is again making his rounds to give us wrong aqidahs. That time it was all Bareilism.
All Uras and Qabar Pujari and
the Bawas. Who are Bawas? According to them, Bawas are those who control the affairs of Allah. They can give you rosy, they can give you shifa, and you must just make Bawa happy, and he will make dua for you.
And everything will happen by the Bawas.
Our ulama had to work so hard to eradicate all this. Today we're going to the other extreme, obsolescence. And we believe that that is the right thing.
Where even all, how many right things, intercession, Shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
also we deny. We are going, so we have to be careful. Maintain our ulama, make great effort to give us proper aqidah. It is very, very important. We stay on it, we pass this amanat onto our children and onto the generations to come. Let us not
get misled, and in turn we mislead our children also.
Whether it is Shiaism, whether it is Qadianism, whether it is modernism, whatever all wrong things, we must be very careful. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has made the system, and at this time we should take cognizance. So our affiliation is with Islam, with the proper deen Allah has given us.
Our affiliation, can we say, and to anyone,
that affiliation ours must be with Christianity. Will anyone accept it?
Now if I was to ask anyone your birth date,
which birth date you will give me? Christian calendar or Islamic calendar?
Almost all of us will give Islam Christian calendar.
So we say that no, our affiliation is not just Christian. But in practice, our own men, we got a calendar, but we don't follow it.
Then we will speak out something that we will say.
That when I was born, I don't know when I was born, I was a baby.
وَاللَّهَ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا.
I knew nothing whatsoever at that.
So my parents didn't write my date of birth.
So how can I know? Alhamdulillah, I make Allah's lot of shukr. My bad,
Sayaji, on my birth certificate, I found it written afterwards. When I was born,
he wrote the time, he wrote the date,
he wrote everything, Islamic date he wrote.
So I'm denying you from that time. But today is also not difficult. You get a calculator, you just punch in your English date, it will give you an Islamic date.
So anyway,
who got that interest also? Even after knowing when we are grown up, who's worried to know my Islamic date?
That is one thing.
When you got married, then you are not a small baby. Who knows the Islamic date of his marriage? Who even knows the Islamic year, Islamic month?
We only know the English date.
And if we also go and tell the wife wedding anniversary, we don't give it according to Islam. But we say we don't affiliate with Christians. We affiliate with Islam.
But in practice, it's everything according to Christian calendar. This is not only the Gregorian calendar,
it's a Christian calendar from the birth of Islam.
When our children were born, who recorded the Islamic dates?
Children, students who complete the Ali course, which year you completed? 2007.
2010.
Hardly anyone, very seldom, who completed the Ali course, he doesn't know in the Islamic year. And what can I tell you? In Durban, when we were studying, one of our friends who was the most clever, who read Ibarat, Alims will know what to be the reading the text. He was the one who always almost read, and he was very good in his Ibarat. And Durban's Ibarat has got a unique Ibarat of the students, how they read. In the whole world, there is no way how they read the Ibarat of the Kitabs as they read in Durban. So he was the most brightest student. After many years, he came to South Africa and has a big business contractor, for a building contract in Bombay, very rich man.
And he came for collection
for another madrasa in his town, in his area in UP.
So we were talking, remembering our days of Durban, etc.
So he told me, you also give something for this madrasa, whatever I left of it, I gave him a little.
So he started making the receipt.
So he asked me for the date. I told him the Islamic date. He got chakra there. He got all mixed up. You know what knocking from what side.
He said, what are you talking? What is this?
So I think Islamic day. So then, whatever month it was, like Rajab, 7th month. So he asked, you want to write the whole month? Like we say, January 1, March 3. So he wanted to write just the number. So he asked me, which month of the year? So I told him. Then he put his pen down. He put his stroke off. And then he told me, Maulana, what can I tell you? I've fallen so much in dunya. The one who came first in our Anita's final year, Bukhari, who should read Ibadat every day.
He says, I've fallen so much in business and dunya,
I've even forgotten the Islamic months, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir. That also I have forgotten.
So, and without exaggeration,
Many of our youngsters who learned Quran Sharif in madrasa, but they didn't keep up the reading. After standard 5, class 7, you go madrasa. Now high school, now it brings up, it's also high. Too much homework, no time for madrasa.
So they don't go madrasa.
Till matric, they hardly touch the Quran Sharif. They don't read.
After that, going college, university, starting work, etc.
Then when they get married, then they decide. Wallah, there are those who completely forgot to read. They don't know the qaf, that is this a qaf? Is it a ha? And not the proper pronunciation, our Gujarati pronunciation. That also they forget. This is what happens. So we have to affiliate ourselves with Islam and make our affiliation with Islam strong. And we all think, just like that father told his son, I'm a bad Muslim. We also, if you tell somebody, you think I'm a bad Muslim.
But ask how many of us know
our Islamic date of birth, the date we got married, but we are still very good Muslims. You can't find better Muslims than South Africa Muslims. We pride ourselves, we are the best Muslims.
But in basic things still, we don't know our dates.
A person who doesn't know his date, what is the value of that person? And I might as well say it now.
If you're a Gujarati and you don't know Gujarati,
what is your value here? If you don't know your language, language is your identification.
And today the children are proud.
I don't know Gujarati. Gujarati? How?
That's got nothing. If you're a Gujarati, you must know Gujarati.
If you, whatever language,
You're a Pali, no Pali, you're a Swana, no Swana.
Allah made languages of all the nations.
And a person who doesn't know his own language, really there's no worth of that person.
But today we don't know and we don't worry about it also.
So, and we don't even the Hindus, the later, I was just asking, they should have Gujarati school. Now that also they not have.
We all, and today who's educated?
A person who knows English. If you know your own mother tongue, you are illiterate. As though you don't know English. Who gave English this great status? That you have to know English to be literate.
Only if you know English you are literate. That is totally out.
And there's a whole other subject anyway. Anyway, coming now to the end of the year and the new year, there are great lessons for us to learn.
One is, we know everyone, business people, do stock taking. End of financial year.
You take stock taking. The accountant draws up your accounts, your financials, you study.
You see that how much purchases we did,
how much sales we did. So there must be so much profit also.
Whether there is that money in your hand,
in your account, or there isn't, what happened to you? I bought so many liters of petrol, I sold so many liters of petrol,
so many must be balanced.
And I sold it at this price, so I must have made so much profit. That money is not there, somebody is there, something is going garbled somewhere.
So in our deen also,
that Bible and today financials are presented. Last year's figures, this year's figures. You compare the two figures.
So compare, see our financials for our spiritual life.
Last year, was I making five times namaz a day or not? Was I making it with jamaat or was I making it without jamaat? Was I always late? Every day my for one rakat is missing. Or was I making it properly? Check out, a person who does this,
he will make profit in his business.
And he will see that he will be progressing. That last year my namaz, so many were without jamaat. This year so many with jamaat. My tilawat of Quran Sharif. Last year was how much was I reading per day? This year how much? Is there
a businessman who makes
2 million profit last year, this year again 2 million rand. He catches his head. Oh, looks like you caught him.
But he made 2 million. Why he didn't make 20 million?
Why again he just made 2 million? He said, lot of nuksan that way.
So in our deen you also see
my namazas how they were. My aqidas are they correct. My namazas, my ibadah, my tilawah, my zikr.
Everything.
All see the quality of these things. The person who will draw his money, alhamdulillah, Allah's person. Quite a few of our prayers last year, perhaps was the first time, we paid more attention and we stressed on our prayers. Quite a few said their financials. That this year this was our condition spiritually, this year this is. So
you have to send yourself with your financials to the tax man.
If you don't submit them, you will be in big problems. So your spiritual tax man also.
So it's going to submit your financials.
And there is a due date.
If you pass the due date, you're going to pay penalties now after that.
So, and mashallah, so this year already a few of our friends sent in long before the end of the year. In advance, they got the financials.
And they explained,
and mashallah, Allah gave them that quality also.
First, their liabilities, they listed.
This, my anger is still so much. But last year it was 80%, it has come 50%.
That my vulgar language, last year it was so much, now it is so much.
My namaz is like that now. And then all his positive, their assets, that also he listed.
Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq, I'm regular with my zikr,
I'm regular with my tilawat, etc. All that, a person who does it, to submit it, that is just as a formality. And Shaykh will give you du'as. And that is,
I can only make Allah shukr.
I know how useless I am. What I mean, we were studying together. And we were sitting in one desk and we used to study with Dr. Saab. I was so lazy, so stupid, thick skull.
But Allah, one thing in His mercy,
almost all, I can say surely, all my ustad had a soft spot for me.
And they always made, they had kindness for me.
So that the virtue that you are, this is what takes a person far. Though I couldn't reach anywhere, but this is what helps a person.
So we submit our financials,
the Shaykh will just look at it also. That's the reason.
And in tasawwuf, whether you get a reply from your Shaykh or not,
doesn't matter. But alhamdulillah, we try.
And that's why wherever I go, I want my iPad to check which, even on Safar, overseas Safar. And almost all the murids, they are so happy. We didn't expect a prompt reply. A prompt reply. They didn't expect a reply at all.
Because that's what's generally happening. No reply. But they say, we got a prompt reply.
And mashallah, the reply made us so happy.
You solved our problems in your one word you wrote. And the reply doesn't have to be,
to read right long, long letters.
And to read them also is a job. And then to reply, you don't have to reply so long.
Just two sentences are enough.
But this is what helps, that the virtue.
There is one of our Ali,
monthly census report
from Roderick Islands, way far away.
So many times I think that under the candle it remains dark, and far away the light spreads.
How many of our friends,
and this is what many of our friends ask, somebody asked me, Abdullah asked me, standard to Rasul, you don't get tired, all the suffers and that.
This is what makes us stick,
the results we are seeing from our friends, how their lives are changing.
And Allahu Akbar, it is unbelievable, I say,
that in this time we know what fitna, what temptations, what evil there is all around.
But young boys, 17, 18, 15 years,
young girls, how their lives are changed, and how they love of Allah the other. So we have to give our all. How many men, how many women,
and they, how,
where and where? We were in Port Elizabeth,
so some friends told that what's called it,
that one after, I mean also on Twitter, and times are changing. So I say, yes, somebody won't. And somebody told that times are changing and they are going faster than you can imagine. That Maulana Abdul Hamid also on Twitter.
But this is one good friend of ours, Ali, who's not Abu Murid also. But he felt that what you are saying,
so much benefit. In fact, when we had that program at in Mackenzie Park for the ulama, then
Maulana, he wants to remain anonymous.
He said, Maulana, you don't realize, but one word of yours has got so much wisdom. You can't hide it. Make it public. And he asked permission and he begged for permission that I want to take out and put it on Twitter.
And on Twitter you reach that ummah
which you can't reach on with your kitabs.
You can't reach with your majlis. They don't come here. They got no idea.
You can't reach them with your own website. They don't go on that website. But Twitter, they go.
Just now, mashallah, one lady again. Just imagine.
Also far away from here. But how much she benefited,
and she takes his teachings, and she
puts it on her blog.
And with that, how people are benefiting. So one particular article of Islam,
Islamic education, secularism.
She grew up, Islam versus that, with a rope, burqa pulling on their sides.
One other, she had one image, which was also very nice. Islamic education, arrow towards Jannah. Secular education, arrow towards Jahannam.
So anyway, then she decided on something.
And this, how many people have taken on to it? And unimaginable, the emails from this Twitter account. People who are far from me, they are writing,
we want to change our life. I want to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala.
And they just write a brief letter. Ask them, tell me some background. Who are you? From where are you?
And it's amazing, people from, are you attending the programs? You say, Mona, we can't attend your programs.
We are in this part of the world, we are in that part of the world. But it's surprising also how much usually benefit is from personal contact. A person who comes to the majalis, ladies who come,
but these people are benefiting by internet so much.
It's unbelievable. And the benefit I see in them,
those who come personally, I may be blind, wrong,
but I don't see that benefit. It's amazing how these people are benefiting
from where and where in the world. Some time ago, we were in Durban, our program was there. So one lady also will become there. And the way I made out from her language and think she's from Durban, so she emailed me at that time. I asked her, are you attending the programs we are in Durban? She replied and said, Maulana, I'm in Muzaffarnagar in India. Where are you to attend your programs? But her English, everything was such. So where and where people are benefiting?
Man, not let us benefit. So this is how people are changing their lives and how he is coming into them, and they are submitting their financials. I repeat over and over, but again, under the tender, I don't get one financial report. From these people who are far, Rotary Guardians, I'm sure many don't know this, that it exists, and where is it in the world? And it's not ordinary, it's a Maulana. But he says, it's my mantra, that my namazes, every day, was I regular with my namaz, was I not regular? My tilawat, was I regular? My zikr, my relationship with my wife, is it normal, abnormal? Am I fighting with her, abusing her, etc.? So these are things. So if we will do this, we will find a great change will come in our lives. Even if you don't want to submit, also no problem. But just draw it up yourself. If you submit it, even better. And alhamdulillah, let you stop it, I look at it. And I make my comments on it again. And this is also appreciated very much. A lot of my time goes in this, but I feel it's a farz, and I have to fulfill this. Abba at home fights with me. You just sit with your iPad whole time. And when you're sitting with your iPad, you don't know if I came in the house or in the room or I went out. I make salam, you don't take no notice. Exaggeration, everyone got a lot of exaggeration. And we have to tolerate. But anyway, this is a duty of ours. We have to do it. And we can see the benefit, that is why I give myself into it. And I know how the people are benefiting. And that is our object, what our sheikh's desire was. One time, we were in Maulana Hussein Riyad's place, Rahmatullah, in Lens. And all the Sajis had come, and Hazrat was not well, so he was in his room. Afterwards, when he came, no problem, nothing. Hazrat got very cross and used to teach us by shouting his Qadi Mirza. Mirza, shock absorbers, was strong. You could take everything. Our shock absorbers are plastic, it just breaks. We just get a little shock finish, we are cross. We got all funny thoughts in our minds and heart. And what kind of chef is this and that? So Hazrat reprimanded him very severely. Hazrat said, don't you know my mizaj? I want deen to reach the people. I couldn't come. Couldn't you start with the program? Couldn't you start reading a kitab, etc.? In other words, it was to teach us. One time, perhaps it may be that same safar, at Idris Hathur and his place in Johar. So I told Mirza, Hazrat shouts you, but I understand actually he's telling us. But he's just making you in front, because we are plastic, we will break. So Mirza told me such a sentence, if we can understand, samajhne walo ke liye sab kuch. If you understand, you will benefit. But we tell, everyone thinks it's for somebody else, it's not for me. And those who think it's for me, they take offense. Why you told me this? Why are you taking out my fault? Why are you telling everyone? Nobody else know. You know your fault, but you're feeling guilty. Because nobody else know. I know you wrote to me, you told me about your weakness. I'm just speaking out of a general way. I'm not taking your name or anything. I'm just in a general way. We take offense. But those who take everything, it's for me. Even if it's not meant for you. And you start working on it, they will benefit. So anyway, khulasa. We are at the end of the financial year, spiritual. You have an academic year, you have a business financial year. Many other years which are calculated, people make their own systems years. Universities, they start certain time, they finish certain time. Ma'u Madrasa, we start in Shawwal, we end in Shaban. That is our year. But this is a year generally for all the Muslims. Let us become Islamically conscious. Our date of birth, it's not for us, but it is our culture. It's yourself, your nature. Bring these things into our lives. When we speak, don't try and avoid Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Even try and avoid the Urdu names, P. Mangal Wood. There was an article that came, and then we became conscious. All these have got connotations of idol worship. Monday was the day they used to worship the moon. Sunday was the day when they worshipped the sun. All those days got idol connotations. Even Peer Mangal Bud, and you'll find our great ulama who made FDR, they will use Shamba, Yakshar Shamba, Dom Shamba, the Farsi terms, the first day, like in Arabic, Saf, Ahad, Yomul Ithnay, Yomul Thulatha, we should try and use that. gradually. It sounds very difficult. And when our Mana Musa has to make announcement and he says the Arabic terms, people get bamboozled. What's happening here? What's going on here? But we have to get used to this. Our bring Islam, Islamicize ourselves completely. Not only outwardly and with a few things, but properly Islamicize ourselves. This is very, very important. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ عُمُّ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are people whom Allah has given Izzah through Islam. فَإِنَّتُمُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي خَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we want our Izzah in anything which is besides Islam. Today we see the car you drive, you are judged according to that. The house you live in, according to that. Your credit cards you got, which credit cards you got. And all that you are judged according to that. Eh? That is not, if our honor and respect lies in Islamic values. Our namazas are in order. If we are hafiz, if we are ali, and not just by name hafiz and ali, practical hafiz ali. These are the things by which we have respect and honor. Allah will disgrace us, and that we see. The amount of black gold Muslims have got on it. The yellow gold, it's useless. Nothing can happen with it. The black gold, if the Muslims have to stop supply, the world will go come to a dead halt immediately. Without oil, the lights won't burn. We won't be sitting here. That Allah gave predominantly into Muslim hands, but we have no respect. Wealth, what Allah has given. Sheikh Talal, who is in Saudi, you can't count the zeros you have to put with the amount of money he's got. He can't count the zeros himself, how many billions and billions and trillions he has got. But in spite of all this, what's the value of the Muslims? We are killed like mosquitoes. We are killed like babies in the world. Nobody cares for us. What great, great ulama have been killed. Nothing happens. Because we are looking for our izzat in things besides Islam. So with this end of the year and starting of the year, let us also revitalize, rejuvenate us, bring Islamic ethos into us, Islamic lifestyle, in our language, in our days, in our thinking. Everything must be Islamic. Thank you. I don't want to go so long, but I'll just mention this, inshallah. When one, the really ijtima, and that was international, which was called Hadr Jumaah Gaunas, and all our great buzurgs were here. In that, my Sayyid Khan Sahib was also with, I was with them, alhamdulillah, I had to translate for them everywhere, so that gave me opportunity. And alhamdulillah, even our Tablighi buzurgs had a very soft spot for me. And in fact, so much that when in one Hajj I was with them, and they kept me with Hadrat's main qafila, with the main group, even traveling from Makkah to Medina, everywhere, they kept me with the main group. I was very surprised. I know that I'm a nothing, I'm absolutely useless, but they always showed their great favors upon me. So Mala Sayyid Khan Sahib, one person who grew close with Hadrat, informal, very close friendship, he told Hadrat that I'm inviting you for breakfast. It was the last day they were leaving for the airport. So Mala Sayyid Khan Sahib, when they were informal friends, he said, no, I'm not coming to your house. So he said, why Hadrat, I'm inviting you? He said, no, you're not inviting me for breakfast. I'm inviting you for breakfast. You're inviting me for barakat in your house. So Mala said, yes. That person said, yes, that is our barakat. So Hadrat Mala said, my coming is not going to be barakat in your house. You got your whole house, Western system, the settings, cultures, all your system, all frames. Okay, they put something else, you put Allah Muhammad. Allah Muhammad must be in your heart. Now, Allah must be in your heart, Muhammad must be in your lifestyle. But we put it, the wall must become like that. And it's just for beautification. We don't take no notice. Ayatul Kursi, Asmaul Husna, and under it, TV. And all the filthy programs, naked, and with Ayatul Kursi on top. Is this Islam? So Maulana said, you take all that out of your house, even if I know Buzurg comes in your house, you've got a Buzurg of Sunnah, they will have barakat in your house. And you got that, now you invite a Buzurg, there will be Nurun ala Nur. In fact, Ulama, I have read that there's some great Buzurg, and one of his murids who is doing haram business, any type of haram business. And he calls Hazrat Sahib, Hazrat, you come to my business, make dua for my
for my business.
Therefore, Hazrat Sahib will lose his iman
if he goes and make for dua or barakati for haram. I remember something else. Let me say that and finish up. Hopefully, inshallah.
One Imam Sahib in a village in India, he was making imam at everything.
So one person came to him and was a gangster, robber, highway robber, he robbed the people. So he came to Maulana and said, give me ta'weez for barakat.
Now Maulana is in a predicament. If I give him,
I lose my iman. If I don't give him, I lose my life.
For him to take life means nothing.
What to do now? But Allah gave him hikmat and was coming. Staying in the company of buzurgs, he knew how to read aloud easily.
So he told him, see, that's a very big ta'weez. I'm a small manisa.
Small imam. And small imam, we can't make so
for that, either you have to go to big Maulisab.
And that big Maulisab is there in Nizam al-Din. Because the time of Maulana Yusuf, rahmatullah, he can't give you.
So he said, you go there, he'll give you that ta'weez.
I can't. And he wrote that and he gave him this letter. And then when he went, he said, this man asked me this kind of ta'weez. What must I do? You sort him out.
So Maulana said, you came right place.
I need that ta'weez.
But it takes me time. 10 days it will take me.
You see those few people sitting there? They're going little for a tour. 10 days. You join them. Jamaat is going 10 days.
You join them. You go with them.
When you come back, I'll have the ta'weez there.
He went 10 days.
He made it 40 days. He understood now.
When a person makes contact and he stays, then he realizes.
From outside, people make what comments about Hanka, about Tabli, about Ulama.
When you stay with them nicely, then you understand.
And then you become a tie all yourself.
For that, you understand it now.
So he finished his 40 days, he came.
So Maulana went to him and said, hey, I got your ta'weez ready.
He said, Maulana, I've got my ta'weez
ready. Hey, now I've understood that what is my life
and what I should be doing, what I'm doing. He made 4 months.
He went back to his village.
Now he reached about 10, 11 o'clock. That tent is regular. The people work in their farms from before Fajr. The sunrise is sharp time. They tired, they come and they sleep.
Sannata, quiet in the village.
So he started gushing. Shazbar, who, Josh, he got every house. And when they see him, they know who the gangster. But I is a different gangster. I got dopey, he got a beard, he got a mama, he got beard, everything. But they just see him, he just starts staying with him. Everyone got him. He doesn't have to really make the shkir.
Imam Sahib came, Zohar time.
What's happening? Yeah. Shoes are full.
Zohar, 3-4 musallis.
Today the whole masjid is full of shoes.
Now Imam Sahib asked the people, what's happening?
Because if it's janaza, it looks like a maniac. I'm the first to be informed. Imam Sahib
is the first. Nobody told me about janaza of anyone.
What's happening here? About they frightened to talk. Shh, shh, shh. Imam Sahib is baffled also.
He made namaz. This person stood up and made the shkir.
When he made the shkir, immediately hardly talk was finished for that day.
And whole change came in that village.
So this is how we should bring that change also.
And this ta'weez like this works.
So if you go and make dua for haram business, you will lose your iman.
But you will know that when you're in that situation, whether you lose your iman
or you lose your life, you know how to come out. If you stay with buzurgs, you will know how to come out of your situation.
So may Allah Ta'ala let us learn, make contact with Ahlullah.
When the pious people, who your heart tells you, this is a pious person. Make contact with him, stay in his company, go regularly to him
and take benefit from that. And don't only become ba'at or ba'at hijai.
You said, yeah, this is suluk. Suluk means to walk.
And a sadiq is the walker. So walk in this path of Allah.
Keep on meeting with your chef, talk to your chef, go to his programs, then see the benefit that will come.
May Allah give us all tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم عين على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها
Oh Allah, bless us with Islamic culture, with Islamic identity, with Islamic ethos. Oh Allah, let our outside be according to Islam, let our inside be according to Islam. Oh Allah, with this change of the year, let us change our lives, oh Allah. Let us leave our evil and wrong ways, and let us put on a new skin, and let us come into a new life of your obedience, outwardly and inwardly also. Oh Allah, let this reality of a new life dawn upon us, what your qudrat is, how you have created time, and how you have given us the measurement of time. Oh Allah, let us bless us with these realities, and let our dunya become good, by which our akhirat, qada, and akhirat also becomes good, oh Allah. Save us from all harm and all nuksan, oh Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi, سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.